Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
In sermon number 293, St. Augustine tells us that to prepare the way, preparing the way for the Lord, that St. John the Baptist, that was part of his vocation, it means to pray well, and it means to think humbly of oneself. To pray well and to think humbly of oneself. He goes on to say this: if John the Baptist had said, "I am the Christ," you can imagine how readily he would have been believed, not necessarily by the Pharisees, but by all the other people, since they believed he was the Christ even before he spoke. But he did not say. He acknowledged what he was. He pointed out clearly who he was. He humbled himself. And Jesus later remarks, St. John the Baptist, the no one else greater born of a woman. He humbled himself. He had the opportunity, with everyone looking at him, to say, "Yep, here's the guy that's going to help you out." And he did not. We know pride's a dangerous thing, and we need to always be on the lookout for it, not panicked, but always to be aware of when it's rearing its ugly head and ask the Lord to get rid of it, to purify us of it, because that was one of the big problems that Lucifer had. Right? Pride. So it's very common, and I would gather everyone here has at least a little of it going on somewhere. And some of us have a lot. But don't be settled for, "I don't think I have a lot of," you know. Look for any remnant of it, because you don't want that much of it. You don't want that much of it. If that's what made Satan fall, you should want zero of it. Examples. Anytime you hear yourself say, "Well, just wait till I take care of it," check yourself. Who's going to take care of it? If something good needs to happen, who's going to take care of it? Really, who's going to take care of it? Yes, you participate in it. Check yourself. If you have a dream, you have a Star Wars dream, you're the savior of the universe, you're a guardian of the galaxy, whichever you prefer, and you wake up, oh, might have been just a dream, but maybe that was a little telling of yourself, and I'm not suggesting interpret dreams. But you know what? You could wake up and say, "I'm not the savior of the universe." And even though dreams can be kind of, you know, fun like that or whatever, just say a little Hail Mary, "Lord, if there's something in my subconscious of pride." We want to cover the conscious and the subconscious. If there's something on the subconscious level that needs purification, "Lord, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou," etc. So each little moment, and because pride is so common, why don't we look at it this week? It's our last week of Advent, the fourth week, you just got a few hours. So let's look at this week, pride. And any time you get a little sense of it, say a little prayer and ask the Lord to purify you of it. That would be a good last week of Advent. Humility, the reverse of pride, acknowledges the Lord is behind every good deed. Humility, the humble man or woman recognizes God for who he is, for what he does. He, not I. Humility says thank you to someone who gives you a compliment, but stops there. Because interiorly, again, we know if anything good was done, St. John the Baptist, St. Augustine says, he saw where his salvation lay. He understood he was a lamp. Not the Savior, not the Christ, but just a lamp. And John the Baptist's fear was that it might be blown out by the wind of pride if he were to say anything else other than, I am not fit to untie his sandal. Lord, allow us to be humble servants, continuing to prepare for your coming by wishing all pride to be eradicated from our hearts.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.